Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for July 2nd. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I've brought you today.
We're off to a really good start.
This is what happens in the mornings with me. Today I've brought you a wonderful guest. Liana Boris joins me for this update. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. Super excited. I, unlike Cody, will actually talk about what I'm thinking. So ready to be here.
Oh man, I was really worried that I was going to be asking you questions and you're just going to be like, sorry, but you're just going to have to trust me.
Yeah, after the show, you'll understand.
I've got the best interests of the podcast at heart, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a power move.
Yeah. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the feeds, and the top story I think we have to talk about at the very end of yesterday, we finally learned a little bit of information in terms of what Cody might be thinking for a renom, and he was talking to Jessica and he said, you know, Christmas and Paul, those two, they really bring the distrust into the group. I'm not sure about them, which gives us, Christmas and Paul, they seem to be on the block here.
Yeah, it seems that he thinks that they're stressful on the group. Everything is chill with everybody else, probably because Paul talks way too much game. I'm not 100% sure what Christmas did to piss him off, but clearly these are the two that Cody is thinking for his renom.
Yes, and with Paul having the pendant of protection, it really looks like Christmas is in trouble here. If Christmas goes on the block, here's the thing. Obviously, Cody thinks if he puts up Christmas, then Christmas is probably going to go home. But is that really the case? Christmas does have a lot of connections with Cody's alliance. They're not going to be super happy if Cody goes against them and puts Christmas up on the block. Do we think that Christmas would actually go home here, or would we see Jillian, the Pawn Star, go home this early?
Yeah, I mean, to be 100% honest, I don't think that Cody has the votes. And I think that he thinks he has the votes and is really going along, you know, oh, well, they'll trust him because Cody's doing what's in the group's best interests. But Christmas is close with a lot of people. Although I did hear Mark say last night that he would be okay with Christmas going home, especially after Christmas asked a question to Mark about his relationship with Elena. And, you know, I don't think at the moment he has the votes, but I could see things flipping last minute.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy. It's been kind of quiet on the feeds ever since Cody essentially just like locked down. He's not talking game anymore. But I do think this is a very interesting situation. We usually don't have somebody who doesn't tell anybody who he's going to put up on the block. His alliance is going to be blindsided. We're going to be somewhat blindsided. And I think there's going to be a lot of scrambling and a lot of uncertainty once this renomination happens. So that'll be interesting to watch, especially if he tries to nominate Paul and then has to nominate Christmas. I mean, oh my.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm really hoping he has to nominate a total of what? That'll be five people then this week, which would be probably, it's got to be a record. But I don't even think Cody has told production. He spent 2 hours in the DR last night. And my assumption is they were trying to coax out the answer. I think he was stonewalling them too.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. Cody just does not care about anything. And no. He's been stonewalling his alliance all day. People are like, should we talk to Cody? Should we try to find out what he's going to do? No, we shouldn't. And then when they try, he's just like, look, I've got a plan. You need to trust me.
I mean, finally, I think it was Matt, Jessica, Paul, Raven, and maybe Elena that were all talking, finally actually being like, maybe this isn't good that he's not telling us what he's going to do. And then Whistlenut is actually the only one who has some suspicion that it might actually be Paul, whereas his alliance seems to not be concerned at all.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Well, like I said, Cody does not care. And we got an example of that yesterday. Preseason, I said, I feel like this guy He's going to be controversial. He's going to be problematic. And we finally got some examples of that. Tell me about this this comment that Cody made.
Yeah, so Cody made two comments yesterday that were anti-trans. And he even said something along the lines of, like, do you think people are going to come after a Marine infantryman or something like that for the comments that he made? I was like, yes. Yes, we will come after you for that. This is, like you said, frankly, unsurprising. I mean, he made some very antiquated comments about gender stereotypes in the preseason. So I guess we shouldn't quite, you know, this isn't out of left field. But this is past kind of this, oh, ha ha, he's robotic, into offensive territory.
Yes. And I think the answer to the question, will people really care because I'm, you know, I've been in a war zone. Yeah, I think people will still care.
Yeah, I mean, he's also made some comments about he went to Ferguson just to see the riots. So a person whose hobbies include visiting riots, we're probably not going to like that so much.
Yeah, I think his words were that he went there for fun. He was like, yeah. That sounds like fun, joining in these riots. This is a weird guy.
Very bizarre. I mean, yeah, very unsurprising. The Kodiak killer, as I've heard him called. Which I love. It just problematic from top to bottom.
Yeah. Rob says in the chat, Cody's popularity peaked at I just don't like you. I agree.
That's very true.
Yeah. Moving on, we had Paul talking a lot about Big Brother 18, and this was not the most popular. You know, Paul, I think, was at his peak yesterday when he was talking about how much he learned from last season. And then today he was talking a lot about last season with the other house guests. And man, this was not the most entertaining, like, rootable Paul.
Oh my gosh. So I was tweeting yesterday, oh, so proud of Paul. He's doing so well. He clearly learned from last season. Well, he does remember last season very well because he recounted it several times yesterday and talking about how he should have won. I don't quite think that that's what you want to be telling other house guests, that you essentially got screwed over and deserve to win the game.
Yeah. And I mean, and even like he was like, you know, the jury, they were so bitter. I wouldn't have won against James. Since when? Like, since when was that true?
Well, I don't know. The nerds on Reddit were talking about how James, he would have won to James. So, you know.
Oh, man. But yes, you know, it's telling me a little bit that, like, I don't know how much Paul learned from last season. He'd certainly learned a lot about the details of the game. And I think that was a lot of what he was missing. But I don't think he quite knows why he lost. And that concerns me.
Right. I, you know, he definitely was talking about some good strategies early on, but if he's still kind of hung up on this end game, although he claims he's not hung up on it, despite talking about it for probably a total of 300 hours yesterday, he needs to be able to read the room and realize when he's being obnoxious, because he essentially, when telling the story, cleared out the entire HOH room, except for Ramses. So the hashtag Free Ramses was trending on Twitter, which was hilarious. Yes. But hopefully he'll be able to learn.
Yeah, hopefully. Despite this, though, he does seem to be still in a really great spot in the house. We got multiple people from all sides of the house saying, we really love Paul. We really feel like he's an asset to our game. We, you know, obviously he has this relationship with Kevin. He has a very good relationship with Mark. When Alex and Jillian were talking about maybe Paul could go up, if Paul goes up, or not Alex and Jillian, Alex and Jason were saying, if Paul goes up, should we maybe keep Paul over Jillian? And I mean, everybody is talking about, we want to keep Paul. When Cody was talking to Jessica about Paul and Christmas are the two that are kind of sketchy to me, Jessica said, Paul is kind of like my Alex. I feel like he's useful to our game. Everybody is trying to protect Paul, so he is in a really good spot, despite this fact that he is just constantly talking about Big Brother 18.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because they haven't 100% vocalized exactly why they trust him as an ally, whether it's because of his constant vet-splaining or they see him as a meat shield that could protect them. Definitely there are pretty much everybody in the house wants to keep Paul around and wants to use him as an ally.
Yes. So another thing that happened with Christmas, we had the lock boxes come into play a little bit. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So Jillian and Christmas were hanging out in the bathroom in the HOH, just having a conversation. And then they decided to start messing with all of the locks, the lock boxes that are on the wall in the HOH room. And they just start trying all these different combinations of keys. And they were actually able to get one of the boxes open before Big Brother twice said, stop that. So there was nothing in the lockbox. So that was a little bit of an upset. But the assumption is that it's going to be involved in a twist probably sometime this season. But Jillian and Christmas did hide what they assume is the master key on top of the lockboxes. So I wouldn't be surprised if they both went back and tried to open them later.
Yeah. You know, this is always like, I feel like the people who have the initiative to go out and like get these lock boxes open, they should be the ones that receive the twists, that have or whatever is going to be in those lock boxes. This is like Kevin in Big Brother Canada 3 when he figured out the tile in the have not room. Like, just give it to the person that found it. You don't have to like do the unfair twist thing.
Yeah, no, seriously. Although I was surprised it took them this long. I mean, maybe they were messing with it before we got feeds back on. And, you know, Cody was in the HOH room and I don't really see him taking the initiative or thinking anything about trying to open those boxes. But it was nice to see that there are people in the house who are looking around and who are trying to find, you know, possibly any type of twist that could exist in the house.
Yes. Another thing. So Alex, you know, Cody has this idea. He's going to make a deal with Alex and Jason to keep the couples safe, plus Dominique. So this is his grand plan. He's going to do this today. We'll talk about it tomorrow and we'll see how it goes. But currently, Alex is still saying we need to go after the couples. Granted, she's saying she wants to go after Jessica and not Cody. But she's still gunning for the couples at the moment before this deal has been made. So not looking like the best decision to trust Alex right now.
Yeah, I mean, Cody has this idea that people are going to be loyal to their word. And if he makes a deal with them, then it's, you know, I guess maybe unless it's Paul, somebody he's sketched out by. So Cody operating on this false assumption is not going to go well for him long term, because exactly like you said, Alex is still planning on targeting him, even if he makes some, you know, deal with her moving forward.
Yes. And we also have a Josh update. He's still flying under the radar here. He's still staying out of everything. But despite that, still a social pariah at the moment.
Yeah, Josh, I didn't see much on feeds yesterday, but I assume he's somewhere in the house, still being a human being, having gut feelings about the house. But there is so much hate for him still. You know, the Cool Kids Alliance, I guess, has spent a lot of time scrutinizing him for things that he said, especially regarding, you know, oh, Marines don't fight. They're not the ones that fight. They're the ones that stay home, stuff like that, which considering Cody's comments that he's made seems a little hypocritical. But yeah, Josh is still very much on the outs and could end up being a target next week.
Yes. And then we have another thing that happened. Dominique hosted her own talk show last night. Dominique the Dominator. She interviewed Kevin. She talked to Mark. And there was some stuff that happened that upset Mark. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So Dominique, who took a break from speaking in like cryptic scriptures, actually decided to host a talk show and interviewed Kevin as a guest, which was fine, hilarious. Nothing big came from that. But then when she went to interview Mark, Christmas asked a question about Mark's relationship with Elena. And Elena, hilariously, with perfect comedic timing, pops into the room right as soon as that question is asked. But then Christmas goes on to repeat that question. And there's kind of an awkward, you know, is this a showmance? Is this a real romance? And Mark is not happy with Christmas at all and thinks that she planned it in order to call him out and place distrust in the house.
Yes. And he had a conversation with Dominique after that. He has a very good relationship with Dominique. And, you know, a lot of people are saying it looks like Elena has Mark wrapped around her finger. But from my perspective, it looks like Dominique has more control at the moment. And they often, what they'll do is they'll go upstairs, they'll play chess, and they'll have a conversation. They do that a lot. They were doing that night. One of the feeds, they did it twice yesterday. And Dominique talked to him about, like, yeah, you know, you got to be careful of these people. You got to be careful of Elena. Don't get too, you know, don't let your feelings get too far ahead of you. Right now, I think Dominique is doing very well with Mark. I do think she needs to be a little bit careful because, you know, putting doubt into the mind of somebody in a showmance is always a risky move because you can be successful in the moment, But then later on, when they're not with you and they're with that other person, and you know their hormones are getting all riled up, yeah, you never know what happens and what changes. And then if you're the person that's saying no to that, then I don't know.
Yeah, definitely Mark, his head is with Dominique, but his heart is with Elena. And I can see Mark playing very emotionally. I mean, he's like this little Labrador puppy, and he could end up, you know, this could end up backfiring on Dominique, especially because, you know, she is, like you said, sowing these seeds of doubt in Mark's mind. And this might end up completely exploding, and we could see this kind of very large nine-person alliance fracture from a million different angles.
It's very true. However, I do think I like Dominique. I like where she is at position wise. I think she just needs to be a little less aggressive. She can afford to lie low here because she is very well protected. As I mentioned, Cody wants to protect the couples plus Dominique. Mm-hmm. She's in good with Mark. She's in good with a lot of people. So I don't think she needs to be as aggressive in terms of, you know, separating these couples or sowing seeds of doubt with these couples. I think she's solid where she is. If anything, she should be encouraging these couples to get together and allow herself to be the person behind that big target. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. You got to lay low early. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And this kind of sowing these seeds of doubt is something that should happen in maybe a couple weeks and not so much right now. But I do think that Dominique has good instincts for the game, and I'm excited to see what she's going to bring in the coming weeks.
Yes. Then Mark also talked to Paul. Again, Paul having very good relationships here. He had a similar conversation with Paul where he said, you know, I'm kind of annoyed with Christmas right now. This is my thing with Elena. And Paul even told Mark about like, yeah, I've got kind of a thing with Kevin. So it seems like Paul is really on board with Mark. He really wants to try and work with him. We'll see how that goes. I'm not sure Paul can trust Mark as much as he might think he can. But they do seem to have some sort of relationship here.
Yeah, I don't think that Paul understands how close Cody, Mark, and Matt all seem to be, especially Mark and Cody, because, you know, Cody said yesterday he doesn't want to talk game, which, again, unsurprising. He said it's like having the same conversation over and over and over again. I was like, yeah, this is Big Brother. But Mark was the one who was able to actually get Cody to talk some game. And so I think that those two are very close. And because Cody has this distrust for Paul, we're kind of seeing another triangle form, and could be worrisome if Paul decides to put a lot of trust in Mark.
Yeah. So let us know if you have any questions before we start to wrap this up. There was a couple more things that happened last night. Mark and Elena, after all that drama, they did get pretty close there. They started, they moved their relationship forward a notch.
That's a very polite way of saying it.
Yes.
Although I guess so did Cody and Jessica. I believe they consummated their showmance. So, you know, congrats to them.
To be fair, I think they'd already done that.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But yes, they're on board in terms of the feeds have started, and they're not stopping anytime soon. If they had done it before, they are continuing to do it. If they haven't done it, then they started to do it. So Cody and Jessica, they're like, you know, they're a few steps ahead of Mark and Elena, but Mark and Elena have started kissing some of that stuff. So, you know. We got something going on there. Over the top, under the covers, Kelly Lynch.
Yes, exactly.
I did get a question from Angie, who asked, has Cameron been seen in the wild yet? As far as I know, he has not. Megan is out. She's talking to people. Cameron is still nowhere to be seen, which is a very good sign for Cameron, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, there was always the assumption that there was either going to be some type of buyback or Cameron could end up back in the house due to something related to the Den of Temptation. And I think the fact that we haven't heard from them just helps to solidify those rumors.
Yes. Kristen asks about the draft because everyone knows that everyone cares about the draft. Do the LFC get draft points for confirmed coitus? What do you think, Brianna?
No, thank you. I would like to not be involved in this.
Tammy Ross asks, is Josh a shoo-in for the final three at this point, as he is a non-threat? There's still kind of a toss-up between should we target Josh or should we backdoor Alex next week? So I'm not sure he's completely out of hot water yet, but I do think if he survives the next couple of weeks, I think he'll probably last for a while. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so too. And there, you know, some of the house guests were talking about him quitting and bringing that up again. But I think, you know, Josh has started to make some connections. He's been able to talk with Christmas. If she goes, though, I could see his mental instability coming back into play. But if he's able to pretty much just lay low, then I think he could end up making a deep run in this game just simply because nobody's going to, you know, there's always going to be a bigger target. And Josh will never come up, you know, again, possibly.
Yeah, especially if he doesn't do particularly well in the competitions. I mean, that's really a huge asset. If you're not good at the competitions, it's much less likely that you're going to be targeted. So it's always a big benefit there.
Well, that, and then also he's mentioned that he would go after any type of personal safety above actually going for the win. And so I think people then also see, well, if he's not good in competitions and he's not actually trying to go for the win, then there's no reason for us to target him.
Yes. Brenda asks, will Paul be able to build his relationships back essentially once he has to use the pendant? So if we do see Cody attempt to nominate Paul here and then Paul has to pull out that pendant of protection, how much is this going to hurt him? Because he is going around saying like, I don't have anything. I'm scared for myself. That would be so bad if somebody tried to nominate me. Would people be like, oh man, you lied to me this early? I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, this could be pretty damaging. Paul has been exceptionally adamant, and he's the only one who keeps bringing it up of, oh, you know, who do we think has it? Someone on the other side has to have it if none of us have it. And since the fact that he is continuously hammering this point, I really think that if he gets nominated, has to, I assume, at the ceremony, stand up and say, oh, psych, you can't nominate me. I have this pendant of protection. Then I think that kind of, you know, like, public breaking of trust could really come back to bite him, and he's going to need to put in a lot of work to repair relationships.
I agree. All right. That is our update for the morning of July 2nd. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Liana, for joining me. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Do I get a participation trophy?
Unfortunately not. We are not. We are on the Gen X side of millennials versus Gen X. No participation trophies.
Darn.
Yes. We have an episode coming up tonight, and we will be talking after that episode. Brent and I will be on with Rob Sesternino on RHAP. So join us for that. And thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.